Ectoplasm. For our purposes, ectoplasm is thought to be the tangible residue of energy that's transmitted between a psychic medium and a ghost. One theory is that when ectoplasm is present during or after an encounter between a medium and an earthbound, it's actually emanated by the medium. In other words, the life force, or etheric substance, which you'll find discussed at length in its own section, of the medium congeals on the skin as it tries to lend enough power to the ghost to help it fully materialize. Another theory is that the ectoplasm originates in the earthbound and is the manifestation of the ghost's own etheric substance, caught between dimensions as the ghost itself happens to be. Like everything else in the paranormal world, there are great debates about whether or not ectoplasm even exists. I say, yes, it does. I was investigating a haunting at the Brookdale Lodge in Northern California for a TV show the exquisite Henry Winkler was producing. At one point, I came upon a very unhappy man it turned out no one else could see. He found me and my very presence intrusive, and the sum total of our conversation went like this. "What's your name?" I asked. "Judge," he finally muttered. "Your name is Judge?" I was trying to be chatty, but when a ghost is in no mood to talk, there's no one more stubborn or sullen. "Or you are a judge. Or you think I'm here to judge you. I give up. What does judge mean?" "Judge," he muttered again with a slight sneer. That was it. He was done with me, and by now the feeling was mutual. Many hours later, after other encounters with earthbounds that were much more successful, my staff and I were headed for the door when something made me look down at myself. To this day, I have no idea what that something was because I didn't feel anything. But there, covering the whole front of my blouse, was a white, sticky substance. It was thick, it was odorless, and it was disgusting. My staff gathered around to gape at it, as mystified as I was about what it was, when it had appeared, and where it could possibly have come from. I hadn't eaten anything. I hadn't had anything to drink. If I'd brushed up against anyone or anything that was covered with whatever this was, there's no way I wouldn't have noticed. Finally, my right-hand man, Michael, put into words what I'm sure the rest of us were thinking. "Don't look now, but I think you've been slimed." For those of you who didn't see the movie Ghostbusters, being slimed means finding yourself drenched with ectoplasm from a ghostly encounter. Everyone who witnessed it that day, including me, has tried and failed to come up with a logical explanation. I spent a day among ghosts, one angry one in particular, and left with my blouse covered with slime. It was real. Several people saw it, touched it, grimaced over it, and will still confirm today that it was nothing I'd done to myself. So yes, in my opinion, there is absolutely such a thing as ectoplasm.